You may be aware of Moore's Law in computer technology. The number of transistors on a microchip has been doubling about every 18 months. In 1970, there were several thousand transistors on a chip. In 2020, we reached 50 billion. One great driver is shrinking the size of the individual transistor. On old chips, you can see the key part, the gate, that controls the flow. On the latest commercial chips in laptops, the width of the gate is as small as 2 nanometers. That's about 40,000 times less than the width of a human hair. Minuscule size brings problems of leakage from what's called quantum tunneling. Mehrdad Kiani and Judy Cha point to another problem. Transistors and other elements need connections of ordinary conductors. Aluminum, metal, and then copper became the choice for the connectors. However, as the connectors get smaller, they increase in electrical resistance and could dramatically slow the computer operation. New metals called topological semi-metals are in development. They have modes of conducting electrical currents that are protected by quantum effects from developing high resistance at small size. We'll be seeing perhaps molybdenum phosphide or the like. The new materials have to be proven stable against moving or corroding. It will be interesting. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.